三，
那做奥运，
刚吃一三杯。
There we go. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you this morning and we look into your word, as we see the wonderful things that you have done in your field where people are seeking you, Lord, I pray that you will help us to listen with understanding hearts, that you will empty ourselves and that you will use this message to speak right to our hearts. And I ask that in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking of your translation. It's okay. So, I really appreciate being here with you today.
好开心啦，能够今日能够喺大家中间。
Now, as most of you know, I'm a missionary with Send International.
我是一个差会的 Send International 的。
And you've probably gathered that today is a day about missions.
咁所以你已经估到我今日讲嘅题目一定系同呢个差传有关嘅。
Now, as missionaries, we are sent to reach the unreached people with the gospel.
差传系去一啲未听过福音嘅地方去传播主嘅说话。
So we send missionaries into the world.
所以世界各地我哋都会派一啲传教士去。
And we send business people into the world.
亦都有啲系商人嘅。
Businessmen can go where missionaries cannot go.
因为有时做生意嘅人咧，可以去啲地方咧系打正旗号嘅传道人系去唔到嘅。
And they can live out a Christian life.
但系嗰啲商人同样可以活出一个基督徒嘅生命。
And people will see how they live, and they will notice that they're Christians.
当佢睇见生命嘅时候，佢哋就知道佢哋系基督徒啦。
Now many people have still not heard about Christ.
其实世上仲有好多人未人听过基督。
Many people have never seen a Christian.
未曾见过一个真正的基督徒。
In November, I was in China.
在十一月的时候，我在中国大陆。
And there are millions of people, as you know, in China.
你知道大陆里面有多少人口的呢？
Millions of them have not heard about Christ.
当中有多少人其实仍然都未听过福音。
And our responsibility is to tell them.
我们的责任是很沉重的。
So that's what I want to challenge you a little bit this morning.
所以今天我想给大家一个挑战。
But before we do that, I'd like to give you a little bit of an update about our ministry.
但我未做之前咧，就俾你知道我哋最近嘅发展系点样。
Now, a lot of the headings are in English, and I apologize for that.
我啱啱俾大家睇嗰啲咧，好多字咧仍然都系用英文写，我都唔系几好意思。
Because I haven't learned how to type in Chinese.
因为未人学识点打中文。
Oh, that's the wrong one. Hold on a minute. We've got to go a long way back. Ooh. How did we end up there?
去咗尾嗰度啊，而家翻翻头嗰度啦。
Right. Are you ready?
准备好了吗？
耶和华我的主啊，求你使我放下心中，放下心中所爱。耶和华我的主啊，求你使我打碎心中，心中偶像，直到我在清白中献上自己。
在这里，你美丽，你美丽，你美丽，照亮我，在我的美丽，为这世界黑暗的角落，我在这里，为那不曾被爱。
Be quiet. Praise the Lord. Okay. Let's go back.
It worked fine before.
Maybe today.
Okay. Would you like to read the scripture reading?
我哋今日嘅经文咧就系呢个出埃及记第三章一到十五节。出埃及记。幾啱好，我哋查經查緊出埃及記咁啊，咁啱講完又解，佢唔知嘅，因為佢上個月喺大陸啊嘛，我冇見到佢嘅嚇。咁睇主有咩心意咯，同我哋講咯。第三章第一節，摩西牧養他岳父米甸祭司葉爾羅的羊群，一日領羊群往野外去，到了神嘅山，就係何烈山。第二節。耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。第三节，摩西说：我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧毁呢？耶和华神见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说：摩西，摩西。他说：我在这里。神说：不要近前来，把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。又说：我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。第七节，耶和华说：我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。他们因受督工的辖制所发的哀声，我也听见了。我原知道他们的痛苦，我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出了那地，到美好、宽阔、流奶与蜜之地，就是到迦南人、赤人、阿摩利人、比利洗人、希利人、耶布斯人之地。现在以色列人的哀声达到我耳中，我也看见埃及人怎样欺压他们，故此我要打发你去见法老王，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。摩西对神说：我是什么人，岂能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？神说：我必与你同在。你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我。这就是我打发你去的证据。十三节，摩西对神说： 我到以色列人那里，对他们说：你们祖宗的神打发我到你们这里来。他们若问我说：他叫什么名字？我要对他们说什么呢？神对摩西说：我是自由永有的。又说：你要对以色列人这样说：那自由的打发我到你这里来。神又对摩西说：你要对以色列人这样说：耶和华你们的祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，打发我到你们这里来。耶和华是我的名，直到永远，这也是我的纪念，直到万代。
One of my favorite stories.
这个是我最喜欢的其中的一个故事。
But I'd first like to tell you of another story.
但我先跟你讲第二个故事。
Many years ago, I was flying a small plane out of Markham Airport.
很多年前我在麦咸市坐一个小的飞机仔。
Now I have my pilot's license.
我是有揸飞机的牌的。
And I was taking a friend flying.
咁当时我载住一个朋友就坐个飞机啦。
Now the weather wasn't really the best for flying.
嗰啲天氣當時咧唔係話最好啦。
So we flew north from Markham and had to weave around the clouds.
咁所以我哋北上咧喺麥咸區，然後就穿過嗰啲雲咁樣。
We kept legal. We were legal. We
were... 當時係合法地起飛嘅。
But on the way back, the cloud went right down to the ground.
但點知當我哋回程嗰陣時候咧，嗰啲雲層咧突然間就降低咗。
And there seemed to be no way around the clouds.
似乎我唔可以再系喺啲云层当中咁穿过。
So I flew right into the cloud.
所以咧，我就铲咗直入咗啲云层当中。
But within a few seconds, I realized that I had a problem.
几秒之后，我知道大镬啦。
I could trust the instruments that I was flying on.
我能够相信飞机里边嗰啲咁嘅指示器。
I could fly straight and level.
我可以望住嗰啲机器嗰个指示咧，我就直行咁样。
But I had no idea where I was.
但我唔知我去紧边度。
I couldn't see.
因为我乜嘢都睇唔到。
And so I did a 180 degree turn.
所以我作咗个180度嘅转变回转。
And I finally came out of the clouds.
终于就离开翻嗰啲云。
Now I flew west a little bit.
我向西行咗少少。
And the cloud got thinner.
咁嗰度啲云咧好似冇咁厚啊。
And then I turned south.
然后我再向南行。
And the cloud seemed to disappear.
咁好似就见唔到啲云啦。
And then suddenly I could see the airport.
突然间我睇到个机场。
And I just flew straight in and landed.
嗱嗱即刻就降落。
Now I nearly kissed the ground.
我差唔多撞到个地下仔。
Because I had been very, very frightened.
因为当时我好惊。
But that would not have been professional.
但系都唔足够。
Because my friend had no idea what had happened.
因为我朋友都唔知发生咩事。
But I was glad to be on the ground.
但我好开心啊，终于落到地啦。
Now since then, I've never flown into a cloud illegally.
所以从此以后咧，我唔再会唔守法咁入咗啲云层里边系揸飞机。
But that few minutes inside the cloud transformed me forever.
嗰几分钟喺云里边嘅经历改变咗我嘅生命。
When we become followers of Jesus, when we become Christians, we become new creations.
当我哋成为基督徒嗰阵时候，我哋成为一个新嘅创造物。
God is in the business of transforming or changing lives.
其实神不断地在改变我们的生命。
Now, as a paraphrase of Romans 2:4,
罗马书第二章第四节咁话，
It says that God is kind, but He's not soft.
神是恩慈，但祂不是说软白白咁样。
In kindness, He takes us firmly by the hand and leads us into a radical life change.
祂很恩慈，很温柔。他捉住我们的手，但是他很肯定地去改变我们。
That change is brought about when we repent from our sins.
当我们愿意从我们的错误当中去回转的时候，神就会改变到我们的生命的了。
Ever since that time I flew into the cloud, I always have looked at repenting as by doing a 180 degree turn.
所以每次我想起那个在云里面揸飞机的经历，我就想起怎样去180度的一个回转。
God is a transformer of persons.
神是一个改变人心的神。
But if we are not open to his leading our excuses make us lose out on great experiences.
但我哋唔愿意顺服佢嘅带领嘅话，我哋就唔能够俾佢改变得到。
In the passage we just read, God transformed Moses and then used him.
正话我哋读嗰段经文咧，就系话神点去改变摩西嘅生命，以至可以使用佢。
Now all Christians are servants of God.
其实每个基督徒都系一个主嘅仆人。
We're all called to serve in one way or another.
因为主系呼召我哋每一个去服侍佢。
And as Christian servants, we need to grow every day.
但作为一个服侍主嘅人咧，我哋应该每日都喺度成长紧嘅。
And as we grow, it often means that we have to transform into something different.
成长嘅定义就系你嘅生命不断嘅被改变得更好。
Now sometimes we get stuck in a rut.
有时可能好似改变唔到，塞咗喺度咁样。
We can't get out of this rut.
好似撞到一嚿嘢，阻住又唔能够脱离到嗰嚿嘢。
Now I live north in Stouffville.
我喺北边 Stouffville 嗰度住。
And I go up a road out in the country to get home.
所以我要行一条比较细嘅路咧，咁嚟翻屋企嘅。
Yesterday when I drove up the road, there were people trying to drive in the fields.
我琴日翻屋企嘅时候咧，见到啲人咧想喺个田嘅地上边咧开车。
They thought that the ground was frozen, but it wasn't.
他以为那些地已经硬了，可以在上面开车，但其实不是的。
They were stuck in a rut.
所以当然就在田上面的泥那里，泥板就塞了车上了。
When we get stuck, we need to get out of the rut.
当我们撞了板塞在那里，我们需要离开那块地方了。
But we can't do it on our own.
但很多时候我们靠自己是做不到的。
We need to have God intervene for us.
我需要神去拯救我们。
We need God to help us make the transformation.
需要神去改变我们。
But the big question is, do we want to change?
所以始终的问题就是，到底你想不想被改变呢？
As Christians, do we want to go on making excuses or do we want to follow God?
作为基督徒，我们是不是继续要在这里给很多藉口我们自己呢？因为愿意是跟着神，让神去改变我们的生命呢？
Whether it's letting God work in our hearts to change us,or it's following God into Christian service, our excuses stop the challenges.
如果我们容让神去带领我们，在我们生命上面去改变我们，我们就不会再给藉口去拦阻我们前进了。
Excuses sound good at the time, but excuses stop the opportunity at the time of the challenge.
其实很多时候藉口表面上好像很合理，很好，很对，但其实每一个藉口其实是拦阻到我们经历神的改变和神的恩典。
Now remember the 12 spies that went into Canaan?
还记不记得入迦南地那十二个探子呢？
The kids sing a song, 10 were bad, 2 were good.
所以十蚊仔呢，主日学都会唱的，十个好的，两个不好。
10 spies poured cold water on an opportunity that God gave them.
十个唔好，两个好啊！十个唔好嗰啲咧，就系泼冷水啦，成日都话唔好入去迦南地啊咁样。
How many times do we miss opportunities and just freewheel and just don't go anywhere？
其实好多时我哋错失咗好多良机啊，就系因为我哋俾好多藉口，同埋我哋喺度。
When I became a missionary, my mother-in-law gave us a car。
当我做宣教士嗰阵时候咧，我嘅外母俾个车我。
It was a red Mazda。
系一个红色嘅曼士德。
But after a very short while, the reverse gear didn't work.
冇几耐咧，嗰个后波唔喐啊。
So we had to push it out of the garage.
所以好多时入咗咧，入车房啦，要拱佢入去嘅。
And if we were in a parking lot, we usually had to push it out of the parking lot.
如果泊车咧，我哋就要系拱佢先入到个位。
Because when we put it into reverse gear, the engine just went made a big sound, but didn't go anywhere.
因为一去后波咧，佢就喺度好响，但系又唔喐嘅。
That's just like us.
好似我哋好多时候，我哋生命嘅写照。
Sometimes we make a lot of noise, but we just don't go anywhere.
好多时啊，声就大啦，但系咧就脚就唔喐嘅咁样。
We shouldn't make excuses.
我哋唔应该俾我哋自己咁多藉口。
Now I think I've told you before when I stood up one day in a missions conference with my wife, I said I will go anywhere, anytime for God.
我就曾经同你分享过，有一次咧，我同我太太一齐去参加一个差传嘅会议。我心里面讲，我话我点都边度都唔去噶。
But then we started to make excuses.
我哋跟住又俾好多藉口啦。
We said we have our children to get through school.
我细蚊仔仲读紧书。
We have a mortgage on the house.
我仲供紧屋。
We have a car payment to make.
架车未公完。
Oh, we have to look after mom and dad.
仲要照顾我爸爸妈妈咧。
We came up with a million excuses.
哇，几千百万个好好嘅理由。
Five years we did nothing.
五年我哋乜嘢都冇做过。
And then one day at a function which was nothing to do with missions, we heard a message.
有一日咧，无意之中唔关差传事，突然间有人讲紧一样嘢，我听到一个信息。
The speaker said this.
嗰个讲嘅人咁话。
If you want to be used of God, you have to do three things.
佢如果你想俾神用你，你要做三样嘢。
You have to make decisive decisions.
你要做一个好肯定嘅决定。
Now that means big decisions.
即系话一个好大嘅决定啦。
You have to learn to pray effectively.
你要学有效嘅祷告。
And you have to increase your sphere of Christian influence.
然后你要多啲有基督徒嘅影响喺你嘅生命上面。
Now that really spoke to me。
咁突然间就我有个感动啦。
On the way home, I said to my wife。
翻屋企嘅路程，我同我太太咁讲。
Here's my big decision。
我而家要做一个好大嘅决定。
Let's sell the house。
我哋买一间屋佢啦。
To my surprise, she said okay。
好惊讶，我太太话好啊咁样。
You see, that's what was holding us back。
其实乜嘢拦阻到我向前呢
？And actually, the next day we put up a for sale sign。
原来就系我间屋，咁第二日我就打个牌喺个屋前话卖啦。
Sorry, a friend asked me, "Are you ready for what God is going to do in your life?"
我朋友问我，你系咪准备好神喺你生命上面工作啊
？And I said, "I'm not sure."
我话我唔系好肯定噶。
But the house sold in less than a week.
但系咧唔使一个礼拜，我间屋就卖咗啦。
So suddenly we had no more excuses.
突然间冇晒借口添。
And God had started a transformation in our lives.
神就开始佢一个好奇妙嘅改变嘅工作喺我哋生命上面。
God was starting to work.
神开始喺我哋生命上面工作。
I want to talk to you a bit about Moses.
我哋睇一睇摩西。
He's another fellow who needed a transformation.
摩西同样需要生命被改变。
Now in chapter 2, he said this. You can read it behind you. It's up there.
第二章十一到十二节。后来摩西长大，他出去到弟兄那里。看他们的重担，见一个埃及人打希伯来人的，他左右观看，见没有人，就把埃及人打死了，藏在沙土里。
In killing that Egyptian, he tried to take matters into his own hands.
他杀了那个埃及人，因为他想自己主持公义。
God knew that Moses needed a lot of work.
所以神知道他需要在摩西身上去做一个改变的工作。
Moses ran away.
摩西后尾梗系要走佬啦。
He spent 40 years in the back of the desert keeping sheep.
用咗四十年喺旷野里边去看羊。
Now I've kept sheep, so I know what God was doing in Moses' life.
我养过羊嘅，所以我知道四十年看羊系一个咩生活。
You try leading sheep, they never go where you want them to go.
你试下养下羊，带下只羊啊，你就知道咧，啲羊永远唔会听你讲嘅。
Because this was good training for Moses.
对摩西来讲一个很好的训练。
Moses had an even bigger challenge.
摩西需要更大的挑战。
He had to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
因为他要带着那班以色列人离开埃及。
That was probably worse than leading sheep.
相信是比带羊更困难。
But Moses was 80 years old before God knew he was ready.
但当时摩西要成80岁了嘛。
Now, it doesn't matter what your age is today.You can't use that as an excuse.
所以今日无论你几多岁都好啊，冇乜借口嘅啫。
I'm not 80 yet.
我都未够八十。
I might look it.
或者我似八十啦，个样望落去先。
But God can still use us, however old we are.
无论你几岁都好咧，神就话俾我听，我都可以用你嘅。
So one day God called Moses.
所以有一日咧，神就呼召摩西啦。
And He gave him an opportunity.
系俾个机会佢。
Moses made excuses just like we do.
嗱，摩西又是俾借口啦，好似我哋咁样。
But if we let Him, God will transform us.
但如果你容让神的工作，神会不断地继续改变你。
And that way, we can get going again.
就是靠这样我们能够向前进。
And then we can experience the excitement of His challenge.
然后你会经历到神很多很奇妙的挑战。
So from this passage, the first thing that we see is that God emphasizes His dependability.
你从我经文里面看到第一样神要改变的呢，就是等他不要再去依靠他周围的事物。
In verses 11 and 12, Moses says, "I'm not big enough. I'm not great enough."
11, 12节嗰阵时候，摩西就话：我好渣噶啫，我唔掂噶噃。
Moses was trying to rely on himself.
摩西仍然都系靠自己。
Now we make a mistake when we try to go it alone.
所以如果我哋靠自己咁去做咧，我哋就做
一个犯错啦。因
为我哋系依靠神嘅能力向前走嘅。
When we take our eyes off God, it's the beginning of failure.
当我只眼唔系再望住神嘅时候，我就系我哋失败嘅开始。
That's when we lose focus.
因为我哋已经唔再系集中注目喺神身上。
And in verse 12, God says, "I will surely help you."
十二节，所以神就答佢啦：我会带你，我会俾你睇噶嘛。
We need to focus on God.
我应该系注目喺神上边。
We need to worship God.
我哋应该去敬拜神。
All our running around doesn't really mean much.
走嚟走去唔代表乜嘢。
We should worship and wait on the Holy Spirit.
我哋需要系敬拜，等待圣灵嘅带领。
We should strengthen our devotion to God.
应该坚强我哋对主嘅嗰份嘅关系。
Now Moses spent a long time looking after sheep.
摩西用咗好长嘅时间学去带羊。
He'd been waiting on God.
佢一定喺度学紧点样去等候。
Now God had been there all the time.
神一直都喺佢身边。
Selling the house for me was a big step.
对我嚟讲，买一间屋系好重要嘅一步。
Because I'd always relied on myself.
因为我知道我仍然都系靠紧我自己。
But I had to learn to depend on God.
但我学去倚靠主。
It's the same way when we're asking God to transform us and work in our lives.
所以当我哋让神去改变我哋生命嘅时候，我哋同样需要咁做。
He will change us if we let him.
他会改变我们，如果我们给他改变我们。
But for us it means complete surrender.
但对我们来讲，就是说我们愿意完全的放手。
When we surrender, we can depend on God.
只有当你愿意放手的时候，你才可以倚靠主。
Now the second idea is that God emphasizes his adequacy.
第二样东西，神要强调就是摩西其实是足够的。
Do you want to read verses 13 and 14 again?
我们读13、14节。摩西对神说：我到以色列人那里，对他们说：你们祖宗的神打发我到你这里来。他们若问我，他叫什么名字，我要对他们说什么呢？十四节，神对摩西说：我是自有永有的。
Verse 14 is saying that the all-sufficient God I am is here.
十四节，神的答案就是说：足够的神，我自有永有的，在这里。
God can make things happen.
我能够让事情发生。
God is adequate.
神是永远足够的。
Emmanuel, God with us.
神与我们同在。
God is with us every day.
神与我们每日都同在。
The Holy Spirit is alive in us.
圣灵是活生生的在我们里面。
That's because Jesus is alive today.
因为耶稣今天已经复活了。
The Bible tells me that I can do all things in Christ.
所以在基督里面，与基督同在，我们能够做所有的事。
He gives me the strength.
他给我有足够的力量。
Do you believe this?
你信唔信？
对不对 ？Do you believe it?
今日你信唔信呢句说话
？God can give you the strength to do anything.
神能够俾力量你做任何嘅事情。
You could stand up here.
今日你企喺度，
You could lead the singing.
你可以大唱诗都得。
You can do anything because God will give you the strength.
你做乜嘢都得，因为神会俾力量你。
He's able to do all things.
因为神系能够做所有嘅嘢。
Romans 8:28, you can read it behind us.
罗马书第八章二十八节。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And then Romans 8:31.
然后三十一节咁话。
It tells us that if God is for us, who can be against us?
要神系同我哋一齐，有边个能够敌挡我哋咧
？We can depend on God.
我哋可以倚靠主自己。
He's adequate to help us.
因为佢系足够嘅去帮助我哋。
Now God shows us His ability.
神彰显咗佢嘅大能。
Can you read? Verses 1 to 5, chapter 4, verses 1 to 5.
在第四章一到五节那里这样说，摩西回答说，他们必不信我，也不听我的话，必说耶和华并没有向你显现。第二节，耶和华对摩西说，你手里的是什么？他说，是杖。耶和华说，丢在地上，他一丢下去就变作蛇。摩西便跑开。耶和华对摩西说，伸出手来，拿住他的尾巴，他必在你手中形变为像，如此好叫他们信耶和华他们祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，是向你们显现了。
The staff in Moses' hand was used by God.
一支在摩西手上面的手掌，神用得着。
God changed his staff into a snake.
神能够将一支手掌变为一条蛇。
That's a dangerous serpent.
是一条毒蛇，危险的。
Then Moses was told by God to pick it up again and take it by the tail.
但神呢就嗌摩西呢捉嗰条蛇尾喎。
That's the dangerous end.
呢个系好危险嘅动作喎。
Moses did what he was told.
但系摩西照做。
And it changed back into a stick.
然后就能够将条蛇变为手杖。
Now I don't think I could pick up a snake with my bare hand.
我谂我唔够胆用我嘅手咁样去捉住条蛇。
That staff had been with Moses for 40 years.
呢支手杖同摩西一齐40年啦。
It was his shepherd's staff.
就系佢嚟看羊用嘅。
But that's a sign to Moses from God.
但系对摩西嚟讲，呢个就系神俾佢一个嘅。
God can use anyone and anything.
神话俾佢听，我能够用任何事、任何人。
We or it just needs to be transformed.
无论系我哋或者啲死物，神都能够将佢改变。
God does the transforming.
神系一个改变嘅神。
God makes the changes.
神会去改变事物。
Now we could take things in our own hands like Moses.
我哋可以好似摩西以前咁样，咩事都自己去搞掂佢。
But God can work on us when we surrender to Him.
但系当我哋愿意放手嘅时候，神系能够帮我哋去搞掂嗰啲事。
Now with Moses, it took 40 years on the backside of the desert.
对摩西嚟讲，我用咗40年喺个旷野嚟学呢个功课。
It doesn't have to be that way.
但其实唔需要咁样噶。
We don't have to miss out on the blessings.
你唔需要等40年去失去嘅呢个祝福噶。
Romans 12:2。
罗马书十二章第二节咁样话啦：，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你察验何为神所喜悦、纯良嘅事。
Give your life to God.
将你嘅生命交俾主。
You need to do it now.
你需要而家就可以做。
If you're a Christian, your life already belongs to God.
其实如果你系基督徒嘅话，你早已经将你嘅生命交俾主噶啦。
Look at Romans 12:1.
罗马书第十二章第一节咁话。
It says.Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice.
将你嘅身体献上作为活祭。
This is your spiritual gift or act of worship.
呢个就系你嘅敬拜。
God can do the necessary things to change or transform you and me.
神系会做所有需要要做嘅事，去改变我哋嘅生命。
He can use our lives if we give them to Him.
只要我哋肯将生命交俾佢，佢能够使用我哋嘅生命。
God changed that shepherd's staff.
神能够改变一支木杖。
God can take something like you and me and transform us and make us something useful to Him.
所以更何况系你同埋我，神都可以改变我哋成为啲有用嘅事物。
That staff of Moses became a staff of God.
摩西手里边嘅杖成为神嘅杖。
It was consecrated. It was blessed.
系被神去分别为圣，被神祝福咗啦。
Now you can be a Christian and go about your business every day.
你可以做基督徒仍然过你自己嘅生活。
What I'm talking about is submission, complete submission to God.
但我所讲嘅就系话，一个基督徒你将你嘅生命完全嘅献上。
If you give your life completely to Him, He can use it.
如果你能够将你嘅生命完全嘅献上，主能够大大嘅使用你。
You can't do it in your own strength.
你唔能够靠你自己嘅力量去做。
But in God's hands.A simple thing like that staff becomes something extraordinary.
但只要我哋交上嘅时候，就算好简单一支手杖咁平凡，神都可以做啲好奇妙。
Your life in God's hands can become something extraordinary.
你嘅生命被神改变，能够成为超然嘅生命。
God has the ability to change life.
因为神有咁嘅能力去改变生命。
But you have to let Him.
但你一定要容让神去做。
Now, if you're not a Christian and you need to give control of your life to Jesus today.God promises to change your life.
如果你今日都唔系仲未曾系基督徒，你愿意将你嘅主权交俾神嘅时候，神应承你佢会照样喺你生命上面去改变你。
And if you allow us, we can show you how you can have peace with God.
如果你愿意听嘅话，我哋愿意话俾你听，神点去俾平安我哋。
Talk to the pastors or talk to me.
你可以嚟问我或者同牧师倾下。
Transformation of any type is very, very simple step of faith by us.
生命嘅改变系一个好简单嘅信心嘅一步。
You just have to step out in faith.
只要你踏上，用信心去踏上。
Now God provides the equipment.
神系会俾我哋有足够嘅工具去使用。
Can you read that for me?
Yes.
Are you going to read it out of your own?
第四章第十节开始，摩西对耶和华说：主啊。我数日不是能言的人，就是从你对仆人说话以后也是这样。我本是绝口笨舌的。耶和华对他说： 谁造人的口呢？谁使人口哑、耳聋、目明、眼瞎呢？岂不是我耶和华么？现在去吧，我必赐你口才，指教你所当说的话。摩西说：主啊，你愿意打发谁就打发谁去吧。耶和华向摩西说：法老说，不是有你的哥哥利未人那伦么？我知道他是能言的，现在他出来迎接你，他一见你就心里欢喜。你要将当说的话传给他，我也赐你口和他口才，又要指教你们所行当行的事。
Moses gives more excuses.
摩西给更加多的藉口。
He says, I can't speak.
他说我不太会讲话的噃。
The words that come out, they are not eloquent, they're not beautiful.
你知道我讲话一嚿嚿咁样。
I'm very slow of speech.
又讲得慢。
And I stutter.
仲要口窒窒咁样添。
This was the man who in chapter 2 had taken things in his own hands and had killed the Egyptian.
第二章他不是很勇猛的打死人那么滞的嘛。
He acted on an impulse.
当他冲动起来的时候他什么都可以做得到。
Moses now had an inferiority complex.
竟然现在就很自卑说自己什么都不行。
He said, I'm imperfect.
我很不完全的。
He said, I'm not good enough.
我不是几行。
I'm not qualified.
我没什么资格。
How many times have we used the same excuse?
有几多时我哋都系用呢啲咁嘅藉口咧
？God provides the equipment。
神会俾我哋力量同埋才干噶嘛
？God does not expect perfection before performance。
神从来冇期望我哋系靠我哋自己能够完全。
There was an evangelist, his name was D.L. Moody。
阿穆迪一个好出名嘅传教士。
God greatly used that man。
神大大嘅使用呢个人。
Now one day he stood up in a church and he spoke.
一日佢企喺教会咁讲。
And they told him, "You made 23 grammatical errors."
讲完之后啲人话：，哇，你讲嘢嗰时候咧，有23个错处啊。
He said, "Praise the Lord, only 23."
佢感谢主，得23咁少啫咩？然后讲错咗嘢。
Our spirit is often willing, but our flesh is weak.
我哋嘅心灵愿意，但我哋肉体系软弱。
But God takes us just as we are.
我哋点软弱，但系神都可以使用我哋。
God forgives us for the way we fail.
我哋失败，神会宽恕。
And then God uses us anyway.
无论如何，神嘅大能系可以使用我哋。
God sent Aaron to help Moses.
神差派亚伦去帮摩西。
God has given us Christians the Holy Spirit.
神俾我哋周围好多嘅弟兄姊妹圣灵去帮我哋。
And it's the Holy Spirit that equips us.
系个圣灵去装备我哋。
Now I read just this morning in 1 John chapter 4.
今朝我睇约翰一书第四章咁话。
God sent His Son to die in our place to take away our sins.
神差派佢个独生子去为我哋死，去拿走我哋个罪。
We know that God lives in us because He gave us His Spirit.
我知道神活喺我哋里边，因为佢俾我哋有佢嘅圣灵。
Therefore, whoever confesses Jesus as Lord has God living inside him.
当我哋愿意去认罪嗰阵时候，因为圣灵喺我哋心里边工作。
God doesn't want our time, our talents, or our money.
神唔系需要我哋有才干，唔需要我哋嘅金钱，唔需要我哋嘅时间。
He wants our total commitment.
佢只系需要我哋嘅心，我哋完全嘅心。
He wants us to be submitted to Him.
佢需要我哋完全嘅摆上。
And He wants our willingness of heart and our will and our energy.
佢想我哋有个愿意嘅心，我哋嘅全人。
And that's what He'll use.
而佢又能够用得着我哋啦。
Now God reveals Himself by His name.
神是启示他自己是一个什么神
He said he was, I am.
他说我就是我。
God uses key principles to accomplish his purposes.
他用了很多基本的原则去成就他自己的事工。
When this happens, people come to God recognizing that these things only happen through God's intervention.
当有事发生的时候人就知道啊只有神才可以做到这些事的。
Now that way, God gets all the glory.
所以用让神去执取佢应当嘅荣耀。
Now, if you think about it, God said to Abraham, Noah, and Moses the following.
所以神对摩西啊、挪亚咁都系咁讲。
He said, "This is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to use you."
佢话我就系要咁去用你。
What a challenge!
呢个系一个好大嘅挑战。
Are you ready to accept a challenge from God?
你準備好去接受神嘅挑戰？
Are you ready to do a 180 degree turn?
你願意做一個180度嘅轉變？
Get away from this present boring life that you're living.
離開而家嗰個悶咁好似死寂嘅生命。
I'm not saying everybody's got a boring life.
我唔係話你個個都悶緊啊。
But you should try living like I do.
你可以試下我一種生活啦。
Because that is exciting.
我覺得我自己生活得好刺激。
Trusting God for everything.
每样嘢我都去信靠主。
Praise God, it's fantastic.
哇，原来感谢主好奇妙啊！
If we do it on our own, it's just too much to handle.
如果我自己做啊，咁啊真系实在太辛苦啦。
But if we depend on God, He will see us through.
但如果依靠主咧，啊，佢会带我哋经过喎。
But if we don't say yes, we'll give up great experiences.
如果我话唔制嘅时候咧，其实我哋失去咗好多机会经历神嘅好多奇妙恩典。
God wants to transform each one of us.
神好想去改变我哋每一个人嘅生命。
He transformed Moses.
他改變了摩西。
He transformed his staff.
改變了他的手的掌。
Don't miss out on the blessings that he will unfold to you if you give your heart to him.
所以你將你的心交給他，你不要忽略了，他會帶給你很多的祝福。
We're all called to serve.
主呼召我們每個人去服侍他。
God gives us opportunities every day.
每天都給很多機會我們去服侍他。
So it's time for decisions.
是一個時候去做一個決定。
Are you ready to seize the opportunity?
你準不準備好去找緊呢個機會咧？
Do you need to repent and turn to God and become a Christian?
有冇啲咩需要你要去認罪悔改去跟隨神咧？
Or as a Christian, do you want to be used by God?
如果你已經係基督徒嘅話，你願唔願意俾主使用咧？
Does He want you to maybe go overseas and share opportunities with Him, become a missionary?
你有冇諗過去做一個差傳嘅人咧？
God is dependable.
神係靠得住嘅。
He's adequate.
足夠嘅。
And He's able.
有大能的。
And not only that, He's given us the Holy Spirit so that we can do His work.
更加重要，他已经将他的圣灵给了我们。
We can be transformed and used by God.
我们可以被神改变，以致他可以用我们。
So let God take you firmly by the hand.
用神去捉住你的手。
And let Him lead you into a radical change.
用他改变你的生命。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告啊。
Father, I know that you don't need us.
天父，我知道你其实不是真的需要我们。
But you've chosen us to be your servants.
但你竟然拣选我们去服侍你。
You've chosen us to do your will.
你拣选我们去遵行你的旨意。
We give ourselves to be transformed.
我愿意将我们的生命交上给你去改变我们。
We give ourselves to be renewed.
我愿意交上我的生命给你去更新我们。
May we be on fire.
求你让我们能够向你火热。
We sung about that this morning.
我们唱歌的时候，我们主啊，我们都呼求过。
Blaze, Spirit, blaze.
我们有说火焰的圣灵充满我们。
Fill our hearts with fire.
求你用你的火去充满我们的心。
Help us to be committed to weep and pray over the lost.
帮助我们去为你的工作去献上。
And may we be open to your leading.
我们能够开放容让你去带领我们。
Amen.
阿们。俾两分钟，大家静一静，主有咩说话摆你嘅心里边？